Welcome. Welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germain. I ask a man at the Moscow airport, "Do you believe in God?" He replied, "I do not believe in what I cannot see." I said, "Do you believe there are radio waves in this room?" He did not answer. Our senses are very limited. Much of reality is beyond our senses, beyond our ability to experience. Much of our knowledge comes from evidences, testimonies of witnesses, historical records, and logical reasoning. What is faith? What does the Word of God say? Listen to the Bible. We'll read from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the New American Standard Bible. Faith is assurance. Faith is conviction. Yes, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is not a blind leap in the dark. Faith is not wishful thinking. Faith is not irrational. Faith is assurance. Assurance comes from evidences, from proofs, from demonstrations. When you are sure of the truth, then you have assurance, which is faith. Conviction is when you are convinced of the truth from having examined the witnesses, the evidences, the proofs, as in a court case. It takes knowledge to produce faith. Knowledge comes before faith. Faith is assurance, conviction. How can you come to have true faith? Where should your faith come from? Listen to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Yes, you can come to have faith by hearing the Word of God, the Bible. You can also read the Bible for yourself. God has revealed Himself in His Word, the Bible. God has spoken to you. You can examine the evidences, the testimonies of witnesses. You can find prophecies given in history and fulfilled in history, even in our own time before our very eyes. Yes, there is a divine demonstration, empirical proof, in the phenomenon of history, with prophecy given in history and fulfilled in history. You should take time to hear the Word of God and to read the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. You need assurance, which is faith. Seek, and you will find. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Messiah Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8, verse 32. First, you need to learn the truth. Then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, "God, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Messiah said to God, "Your word is truth." John chapter 17, verse 17. Messiah commanded his disciples to go therefore and teach all nations. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. There must be teaching. And in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, we read, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Yes, there must be teaching and preaching first. You need to know the truth, the Word of God. Then you will be able to believe. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. You need to seek God. Listen to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Yes, you need to seek the living God who made the world and everything in it, that you might find Him, though He is not far from each one of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. You can seek God and find Him. You can come to know Him. Then you will be able to believe in Him. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God has spoken to you. Listen to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Yes, God has spoken to us by His Son, Messiah Jesus. God has spoken to you by His Son, Messiah Jesus. Will you listen to Him? Read the New Covenant part of the Bible. God has spoken to you. You are under the New Covenant. You will be judged according to the New Covenant. Messiah, the Son of God, said in John chapter 12, verse 48, He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. John chapter 12, verse 48. Even if you reject what God has spoken to you through His Son, you will still be judged by the word that He has spoken to you. Now is the time to read what God has spoken to you. God has given assurance to all that we will be judged. Listen to Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. The apostle said, Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom He has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising Him from the dead. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. Yes, God has given you assurance that you will be judged by Messiah Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of God. God raised Jesus from the dead. The great stone was rolled back. The tomb was empty. The body was gone. Messiah Jesus appeared to His apostles after His resurrection. They were eyewitnesses of the resurrection. You can read their eyewitness testimonies in the New Covenant, the Gospels. This is history. The evidences are before you in the historical context. God has given you assurance. You can know and believe. Faith is assurance, conviction, and also trust, conjoined with obedience. About 2,700 years ago, God's prophet in Jerusalem, Isaiah, recorded the word of God. He foretold the suffering of God's servant, the Messiah. Listen to Isaiah chapter 53, beginning at verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. Yes, 700 years ahead of time, Isaiah the Jewish prophet recorded the word of God, foretelling that Messiah, the servant of God, would be wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and that the Lord would lay on him the iniquity of us all. Messiah Jesus is an offering for our sins. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10. Messiah Jesus fulfilled Isaiah chapter 53. He was cut off for our transgressions, for our sins. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. The good news is that Jesus Messiah died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus Messiah rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Will you believe in him? Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Will you be saved from sin and hell? And we read in John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. Would you enter the kingdom of God, the eternal kingdom of Messiah? We read in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized, immersed, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Would you have the remission, the forgiveness of your sins? Believe in Messiah Jesus, the Son of God. Repent, turning away from sin. Confess your faith in Messiah Jesus, the Son of God. Then be baptized, immersed, buried in water, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins. Being baptized into Messiah, into his death, and then raised up out of the water to walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. You can have a fruitful life here on earth serving King Jesus, Messiah. Your faith in him will grow, trusting and obeying him. The Holy Spirit will bear fruit in your life, and you will have an everlasting home in the heavenly New Jerusalem. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free book about the evidences of God, or a free Bible course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Will you come, will you come with your poor broken heart, burden and sin oppressed? Lay it down at the feet of your Savior and Lord. Jesus will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest. Jesus will give you rest. Oh, why won't you come? in simple trust.